Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ariel Van Cleve. This week on AK, live TV. Every week, a group of students at Juno Douglas High School puts together a 10-minute live television newscast for their video production class. They shoot the video, write the scripts, and edit their stories. They don't have much of an audience. Their most popular YouTube video has 57 views. But it's really not about ratings. Jeremy Shea dropped by the JDTV studio and brings us this story.
Outside room 119 at Juno Douglas High School, a sheet of paper taped to the wall says, "Fog machine in use." It's the Friday before Halloween, and the usually no-nonsense control room and JDTV News anchor desk is dressed with spiderwebs, skeletons, jack-o'-lanterns, black lights, and strobes. It's a hectic scene as students, several in costume, distribute last-minute scripts, set mic levels, practice camera moves, and load teleprompters. And then there's Jessie Gregg.
I'm a freshman.
She's in front of a green screen wearing a green bodysuit that covers her from neck to toe. It's a visual effects gag. Viewers should only see her disembodied head and gloved hands floating over the weather graphics. The effects test goes well.
It was a little weird not to see my body when I looked on the screen, but it's a pretty cool effect.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jesse. That looks pretty good.
That's Miko Wilson. Miko, and he goes by his first name with the kids, too, runs the class and directs the newscasts. It's one of several part-time TV gigs he has, including with Public Television's 360 North. Miko's busy, but there's another idle observer. Karen Smolin manages the school district's career and technical education programs, which includes Miko's contract.
Miko's doing a great job. He's been doing this for several years with us. And we've got a full studio here, and people need to know about it.
Ready for rehearsal!
Okay, I'm going to get out of here.
The rehearsal gets underway, and the first few minutes go smoothly.
Thanks, guys! And now for the weather. You may have noticed a teensy bit of rain.
Okay, bit of bad news. We need to stop our rehearsal there. We have 25 seconds to air. Reset to the top, please. Black on air. First graphics ready.
Resetting takes more time than they have, and the teleprompter has a problem seconds before airtime. There's a flurry of chatter and activity in the control room while dead air stretches on.
Ready to?
The class is engaging and doesn't come with much homework, but it's stressful, especially on shoot days, because of the emphasis on professional responsibility and deadline pressure.
Hurry up.
Junior Liam Porter Bell is neither in the class nor a regular viewer, but he checked out the studio during his free period one day.
Seems like an interesting class.
Do you watch their newscasts on Friday?
His friend, Kyle Short, who's taking the class and is clearly proud of the show, took a sudden interest in how Porter Bell answered.
Not usually, no.
Short gave his friend a glaring stink eye, and Porter Bell eventually coughed up some half-hearted praise for the show.
Well, I mean, sometimes people watch it. I mean, I know a few times it's been pretty good.
There are extroverts and introverts taking the class this semester. But unintentional obscurity, rather than weekly televised shamings, is probably the safer bet for teen fears that may be realized through the class. Kendall Roberts doesn't even go to JDHS. She's a senior at Yokosuka Dakahiti Alternative High School, but this is her second year in the video production class.
This is something I love to do. I'm very passionate about it. It's very fun and interesting to learn new things and just something that spikes my interest, I guess.
Back in the studio on shoot day, the technical problem's been ironed out, and Miko's countdown begins.
Okay. Ready? We're going to go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take all. Mic 'em, cue 'em.
Hello, I'm Jade.
And I'm Miriam. Ready? Welcome to a very spooky episode of JDTV News.
Dun, dun, dun!
This is JDTV News.
About 10 minutes later, the newscast winds down.
And we are stopped. And we're all clear. We can turn off the on-air light.
Camera one off con.
We ran over.
Miko calls everyone into the control room. The broadcast started almost half a minute late and went too long for the 10-minute slot on local cable channel 6. Viewers saw black at the beginning, and the show cut off before the end.
How did we end up with black? Prompter had a problem, and we cannot go without the prompter at the start of the show. Okay? What caused that problem? We weren't ready. The script was not ready by deadline. The deadline for the script is before class on shoot day. The bit that wasn't ready is weather.
The students get a lesson in responsibility and consequences. individual problems pile on and affect the whole team. And the fog machine? They never fired it up. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.